All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Jennifer Richmond. This is the Dwelling Richly podcast. And today we're continuing on this summer series called Dwelling in the Word. And the idea of this series has been to explore some ways to help us to study the Bible better. I love that so many of you have a heart to do better and get into God's Word with more regularity. And maybe you've thought about it, like how you were trained when you were growing up, or how you were taught as a new believer on how to approach the Bible. Maybe you were told, you should have a morning devotion, or maybe you were told that you should study the Bible with a Bible study book or in a Bible study group, but you were never told how. Maybe never thought about why. And maybe you got some great tips growing up, but now you're older and maybe you need some more ideas on how to approach the Bible. For starters, it's such a great desire. It's the perfect desire to have to spend time with your Creator, to spend time with God, to read His Word, to know Him better. And it's so simple to say this, but God is going to bless you for that desire, for that love, that longing to be in His Word. And then you get started and you're excited and you want to, and something happens and it trips you up doing it. Maybe you doubt yourself. Maybe it's hard to hold a routine, get a pattern going. Maybe you get stuck on things that you don't understand. All that to say, this whole summer series, the idea is let's develop some strategies, some ideas to help us get into the Word, to learn from each other, to talk about it, and to enjoy getting into God's Word better and to grow in our ability to get into God's Word. And the whole concept here is that we would dwell in the Word and let the Word dwell in us richly, that it's different than just reading the Bible or reading a devotional with a Bible passage. The idea is to let the Word of Christ dwell in us richly, and then we return the favor by dwelling in the Word, not just doing Bible study, checking it off our list. Although there's something to be said for just the raw discipline of doing Bible study. But we're trying to do more. We're trying to elevate and strengthen and grow and mature in that, right? So we want to move into God's Word. We want to do it with heart and soul and mind and strength. It's about being intentional to make a shift from treating the Word of God like a self-help book to letting it dwell in us, the living Word of God, letting that dwell in us. And I'll be first wanting to raise my hand and say, that has not always been easy for me. It has been a challenge for me in seasons of my life to have discipline or to feel motivated, or to understand what I'm reading. And so bringing into this podcast my life and my background and what I've learned through doing things that I'm excited about and doing well to doing things that I'm not so excited about because I didn't do well. The idea is just to come before you and to offer this podcast as a way for us to come together and talk about that. So today, as we've been doing throughout this entire podcast, we're going to continue in reading the Bible to study it, yes, to some degree, but really the intent of this podcast isn't to study the Bible together, but to talk about ways to approach the Bible so that you can take that into what you're studying. And whether you're studying with me through, right now we're in 1 John, or if you are studying something else, you can take the ideas that we're talking about today or yesterday or tomorrow's podcast and get to doing it better yourself. So today's passage is actually really interesting because it's perfectly suited to the idea of studying the Bible and doing it well and what to avoid. And you can probably even see it just by reading the title. If you have headings in your Bible, if you open up your Bible, you might see those headings. And we talked about reading a Bible with headings or without headings a while back. But if you open up your Bible and you see the heading of this passage, you'll see right there at the beginning, test the Spirit. So we're in 1 John chapter 4, and we're just going to go through verses 1 through 6, talk about those a little bit, and talk about also this idea. What is John teaching us to do that's a general principle, even beyond what he's addressing in his letter? In 1 John, in his first letter to these Christian believers. So I want to read this passage to you And like we talked about last time in the podcast, make sure you've prayed. Make sure you've taken some time to pray before you get into the word. And you can pray as we're reading. You can pray for me as I'm reading. And let's have a prayerful spirit and ask God to help us understand this. And then we'll talk about it a little bit. So let me read. I'm going to read today. I'm going to read out of the New International Version. So, dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. So much to unpack in this small I didn't finish my passage. Let me get to the next two verses. So much to unpack in this small passage. Let me continue on. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They are from the world and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us, but whoever does not is not from God, does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. Again, so much to unpack in these six verses here. Let me go ahead and talk about the principle that we're sharing today in this podcast about how to approach your Bible study. Number one, our principle today is this, and it's simple, and it's summarized in the heading of this passage: test the spirits. And so when you're reading the Bible, It is the role of the Holy Spirit, the capital S, the Holy Spirit, to teach you. God has promised he will teach you. Jesus promised us the Holy Spirit. When we declare the name of Christ and receive Jesus as our Lord, as our Savior, as the Son of God, when we declare our obedience and allegiance to him, acknowledging who he is, he said he would give us the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit in turn dwells in us, tabernacles in us. And because we have that Holy Spirit in us, capital S, then we have the access to his teaching and understanding of God's word. What a beautiful thing. What a hopeful thing. What a beautiful thing to know as you're reading the Bible, that you can meditate on the word and listen to the Holy Spirit and trust that God's going to help you gain understanding. Now, what's important to understand is the Holy Spirit isn't a magic fairy that does magic inside of you and magically helps you just mystically understand the Bible like with a wave of a wand. As you know, having the Holy Spirit is different than having magic knowledge. Just because you have the Holy Spirit doesn't mean you understand everything, like in some sci-fi movie, like all of a sudden you understand everything going on in a split second in the world. It means you have the Holy Spirit's guidance. It means that you have a person that you can remain submitted to, and be careful as you are reading the Bible, because we still have a sinful nature. We still have a tendency to want to see things our way. And what's crazy about that is we don't even know sometimes what our way is. Our way can be buried under layers of sin, bad habits, bad training. So it's so important, and we talked about this a couple of times ago, it's so important to come to the Bible with humility and to confess that there's things that we're not going to understand, and to confess our tendency to want to push our will on a passage. And so John is talking in this entire epistle about a greater issue, about denying the incarnation, denying that Jesus appeared bodily in the flesh. And we talk about the idea of this, the word is called Gnosticism. And you open up your study Bible and read a little bit more about that. Again, the purpose of this podcast isn't to go into a study of the scripture, but I want to tiptoe toward that a little bit and help you understand that. The purpose of this podcast is to give you tools. And so our tool today is like it was stated, to test the spirit. So let's open up and take a look at what John says right at the beginning. Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. And then he goes into the reality that there are many false spirits. There are many false prophets that have gone out into the world. And when we remember, I mean, again, we go back to this a few episodes ago. We remember the setting, the time, the date of this writing of this into one Bible study is to test the spirits and to be careful that any thought that pops into our mind is not necessarily a thought that we need to hold on to. Any prayer that we feel convicted about is not necessarily a prayer that God has given us a yes to or a no to. We have to be careful not to over-spiritualize, and just because we're Christian and we have the Holy Spirit, to say, well, then obviously anything that I pray, if God tells me I feel an answer, that must be from God. We must test the spirits. And in this particular passage, he's saying test the spirits against this idea of denying the incarnation. And in any time in our life when we're reading through the Word of God, we must test the spirits. So there's a few ways to do that. Number one, let scripture interpret scripture. Make sure you're not going against something that's blatantly in scripture. And number two, simply, bring good counsel into your life. Have relationships with good people who are willing to push back against you, and you can receive that and take that from people. And so as you're reading the Bible, when you're not understanding something or you've drawn a conclusion that you think it means this, prayerfully submit that to the Holy Spirit. Prayerfully submit that to the Word of God, scripture with scripture, and then prayerfully submit that to good Christian counsel. Be careful as you gather Christian friends in your life that you're not just gathering yes men, as they say, like people who would say, oh yeah, that sounds spiritual, so I'm sure that's true. Gather people in your life who are willing to push and help you think, and that they would be willing to think as well. So that's our principle today. I hope that's helpful as you go in and continue in your Bible studying throughout the rest of the summer. But as you're listening today, thanks for joining me. I would love to hear from you. Where are you listening from and what platform are you listening from? Of course, if you're live, you're here with me on Podbean, but maybe you're listening to this later and I'd love to know, are you listening on YouTube? Are you listening Spotify, Audible? Maybe you're listening on Amazon. I go live and I've shifted. I was doing Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but I'm shifting to Tuesday, Thursday routine right now. And so I'm going live at 9 o'clock around that time on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And then these go up later on the podcast platforms, like I said, YouTube or whatever. So listen to wherever you are and then say hi, drop a note. Let me know where you're listening from. Be sure to subscribe, even if you don't get around to listening to. Just the act of clicking that subscribe button, you know, helps the podcast grow and lets people know that they share and benefit from this as well. Listening today, and I'd love to hear your insights as well. Coming up in the next couple of weeks this summer, I'm going to be doing a new portion of this podcast where I'm going to be taking your questions and also answering them. And I'm working on a way of also including other people joining me on the podcast live so that we have a dialogue going on with me and somebody else as well together. So if you're interested in being a part of that, be sure to let me know. And then also please submit a question. I'd love to answer questions that you have about how to do better about studying the Bible, or maybe a question you have from a previous podcast to help clarify what you're learning. Thank you for joining me today. It's been a pleasure. I always enjoy being back here with you and listening and sharing God's word with you as well. Know, as always, that you are loved, you are prayed for, and I look forward to being back here again with you real soon. Bye-bye for now.